So I'm having a discussion on Twitter with a few people because I saw a video of a guy who clearly is the leader of some Sunni Muslim group. I'm not sure where it's based. I think it's in the UK. But basically, he's saying that a lot of speakers that you get, these are his words, not mine, a lot of speakers that you get that talk about how the death penalty should be acceptable for gays and stoning should be done to adulterers and all the rest of this, and people call them extremist or radical. He's basically trying to say that the entire Muslim population feel that this is neither extreme nor radical. It's perfectly acceptable because some book says so. Well, I disagree with that. I know quite a few Muslims, and I don't think any of them harbour those kind of viewpoint. I responded to this guy on Twitter who posted this or who retweeted this. There's like a group of about four or five of them in the Twitter mention string that I've got going on at the moment, basically saying, if you got a Muslim to go out onto the street with a camera and ask fellow Muslims what they thought of those kind of things, death for homosexuals, death for adulterers, death for non-believers, and all the rest of this sort of stuff, I don't think you get much support for it. I don't think that is the common ideology amongst Muslims. I do think there is quite a large minority of Muslims. It seems to be growing, either that or they are bubbling up to the surface a bit more now. They feel that they can be a bit more verbose. That do believe these things. I'm not saying they don't exist. But then I would say, what about people like the Westboro Baptist Church in the United States? Would you have them speak for all Christians? If you're not familiar with who the Westboro Baptist Church are, go look them up. They're the people who have the, quote, God hates fags, unquote, strapline. They're famous for it. They're also famous for picketing soldiers' funerals and doing things like that. So would you have them speak for the entirety of Christianity? Because what this video is doing is getting a group of people, and by the way, in this video, he asked the group in that room that if they feel those things are not extreme, they should raise their hand, and all of them did in the video. So what I'd say to that is clearly a video from an extremist group, and the way I see it is, you get a group of people who have the same ideologies together, or people in religious circles congregate with other people who have the same ideology. Sorry, I'm getting my words confused. They will congregate with each with people who have the same ideology. They'll go with people who share the same thought processes. So, of course, if you've got a room full of people that think that gays should be killed and adulterers should be killed, then they will say that Muslims as a whole think this is the way it should, the way things should go. I guarantee you speak to other Muslims, they won't say that. You speak to a majority of them, they won't say that. Not because they think it's unacceptable, but because it's just, they see it as morally wrong. What I'm saying is they won't say that they don't like it because they feel that saying that they do like it is unacceptable. They'll say it because they personally think that death for these people is morally wrong. Sorry, I'm not very good at speaking. I should really stop doing audio boosts because I'm terrible at speaking. But I think you get my point. How would Christians feel if someone like the Westboro Baptist Church was their spokesperson? And I know it's very easy to believe things like this. Now you have groups like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, other groups like that. It's very easy to believe that Muslims are out to get you. But these sort of videos do nothing but harbour fear and hatred to people. I don't understand why people circulate them. if they're not out to not incite, that's the wrong word, but if they're not out to spread fear about a group of people, I don't understand why those videos are not spread if that's not their aim. And then those same people will turn around and jump up and down and shout and scream about persecution to the Christians or the Jews or whatever. It goes back to what I said this morning in another boo. Isn't it interesting that all the Israeli supporters are jumping up and down about all the Christians that are being killed in Iraq because their military is in the process of killing a lot of Muslims in Gaza? I'm not saying, for the record, as you'll have heard me say many times, that I'm pro or anti-Israel. I'm not either. I'm neutral in that conflict. I personally think it's just a humanitarian catastrophe. I also happen to think that in Iraq, that situation is abhorrent, and ISIS, ISIL, IS, whatever we're going to call them this week, should be rooted out and destroyed in some way. Whether that means imprisoning them all or killing them all, I don't know how you're going to do it, but hopefully with as few casualties as possible. That's always the best way to do these sort of things, but I understand if that's not always possible. And I feel like we're headed towards another serious conflict. As I said in my video this morning, I'm not going to rehash that, but it's understandable how hatred and fear of groups can rise. I mean, Christians were feared and hated years and years ago because the invading armies of the British and the French were Christian. The invading armies of a lot of other countries are Christian. And so Christianity was feared by a lot of people in Africa and Asia. So people feel that Muslims are invading the West. I disagree. I think we're just becoming more multicultural, and that's a good thing. But people are very quick to jump on, what was it, someone's put up a pro-ISIS flag in Tower Hamlets. But then Tower Hamlets has a history. Tower Hamlets is a borough in East London, by the way. Tower Hamlets has a history of being a hotbed for extremist individuals. So does this surprise anybody? It doesn't me. I'm not shocked. I mean, look at what was going on with their local elections last year. That was quite concerning, wasn't it? But people will just talk about, oh, Muslims are terrible because they're putting up pro-ISIS flags in Tower Hamlets. No, that's a group of people. That's not Muslims. That's not Muslims as a whole. That's one particular group of people who happen to support some questionable groups in the Middle East. It's worrying. I'm not saying it isn't. But it's wrong to attack a group of people like Muslims seem to be being attacked at the moment. And Jews, actually, on this Israeli situation. I see lots of anti-Semitic stuff going around. European forums. And in the news, you see it. Rather than the word Israeli being used, the word Jew is used. And it's worrying. There's a lot of religion bashing going on both sides, and I don't like it much. Anyway, I think I've rambled long enough.